We have a couple stories for you about banking this hour. And later on, we're going to talk about the reasons why blacks and Latinos are getting fewer mortgages since the recession. But right now, we want to talk about where these banks are, literally, in your neighborhood, the locations. Many new bank branches have actually opened in the past year, or have they shut down where you are? We want to make a map of banking branches. So you can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE to report on whether banks have closed or opened near you. But in the meantime, we've got Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner in the New York Times, to explain why we care about where bank branches are open. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning. So I would suggest when people come in to tell you whether a bank has opened in their neighborhood or closed, that they tell you a little bit about the demographics of where they live, you know, whether it's a wealthy neighborhood or middle class or a poorer neighborhood. Because one of my colleagues at the Times did this whole analysis of the bank branch openings and closing last year in 2010. It was the first year in 15 years that the number of bank branches has gone down. Usually, the number of bank branches goes up. And what he found is that where the biggest cuts have been are in lower-income, moderate-income neighborhoods. That's where the banks are pulling out.
And so, when you say moderate-income, some of these places, and we're talking about median income of between $25,000 and $50,000, declines in bank branches. That's solidly middle class to my mind.
Solidly middle class, and where the banks are going is they're adding branches in wealthier neighborhoods, in places where the average income, the median income, is over $100,000. And so you kind of have to ask yourself, why is this happening? And there are a few reasons. So, you know, one reason it's happening is that banking to middle class and lower income people is not as profitable now because there were all those nasty fees that we all disliked, like overdraft fees, that the banks aren't allowed to charge anymore. And that was one of the ways they made a lot of money off of lower income, middle income people. And now they're able to make more money on wealthier people because they're putting a big push to cross-sell them products so that when you come in to do a checking account, if you're wealthy, they're also saying to you, oh, use our financial advisors to manage your wealth. And so they're more attracted to wealthier neighborhoods.
Well, yeah, but why does this matter? I mean, first of all, there is a federal guidelines that say banks need to take care of all communities across any income lines, but that doesn't really carry teeth, right?
Well, yeah, there's the Community Reinvestment Act. It's been around a long time, and it says that banks have to give a certain percentage of their loans to lower-income people, and under that, actually, banks are supposed to notify regulators when they close branches. But, you know, federal regulators have been so wary in the last couple of years of the troubles the banks have that banking experts are saying that they're not really being very strict on the banks about these branches under the CRA. And, of course, you know, the other thing that we all have to remember is that we bailed these banks out. And why did we bail the banks out? We bailed them out because they provide a very important public role in lending and in being a service to the entire country. And so lower income and middle income taxpayers bailed them out just like wealthy taxpayers did.
Yeah, but are these just the big banks? I mean, there must be small community banks or credit unions. Those must be staying in the middle income places, right?
Well, you know, banks of various sizes have been closing. You know, the trends here, a trend starts small, so this trend, you know, is only really in the 1% either direction. So it's starting small, but you can see it at smaller regional banks and national banks like Bank of America, where they are, again, avoiding these lower-income neighborhoods. And, you know, the concern is that a lot of people who got in trouble before the financial crisis went to institutions for mortgages or borrowing that were not the biggest banks. And the concern is, are you going to have more people where the only place they can go are payday lenders or institutions that maybe are not as closely watched by regulators?
That's Louise Story, a Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. I want to again ask you to be our reporter on the scene on this story. Let us know if banks are opened and closed in your neighborhood. And like Louise said, describe what your neighborhood's like. It's 877-8-MY-TAKE.